What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. As you can see, I still haven't fixed my little intro, and that's fine because you love me. You love me anyway. So thank you for showing up today. Thank you for tuning in. Like always, hopefully this episode gives you a little bit to ruminate on over the weekend, because this episode is dedicated to standing up for yourself. Okay. And here's the truth. If you are not advocating for you, nobody else is going to, okay? And if you are the kind of person who has continually communicated needs, desires, wants, all of these things, and you're not in an environment where that is being met or responded to, you have to continue to stand up for yourself. That means that you are in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. You need to surround yourself with a fire support system. You know, there are people in this world that want to support you, that want to see you grow, that want to see you thrive, that want to love on you, get to know you, support you, all of these things. This is out there, but we're out here, you know, just shrinking our fire. We're dimming our light and we're refusing to shine. Like, we're losing the spark, right? And I know that what happens is, I know my experience is I was kind of the person that would get worked up a little too easily, make mountains out of molehills. Okay. And I see other people who can operate on the exact opposite. And so I have like this hot or cold switch where I can either blow everything out of proportion or I just clock out and don't care. Right. And I feel like once you clock out and there's this point of, you just don't even have the energy to stand up for yourself anymore. That's like the danger zone. That is the danger zone. Okay. Because you're about to light your world on fire. And this is one of the habits I have of just like, you get so tired of asking and you want to avoid the conflict that you're just willing to let everybody else have their own way. Let everybody else do their own things. It's like, I've seen people talking about with their friends, you know, like, if I didn't call, we would never talk, right? Like, you have to be the one that calls. I even had this conversation with one of my sisters where she was like, I'm always the one that has to make the first move. And my question is to you, what happens to the relationships in your life if you do stop like forcing them? And I think there's things in my life that I'm just like, I can't force things anymore. And I'm not interested in conflict. I just need to find that middle ground, right? And a lot of people, oh, they're so good at setting these boundaries. But when you're so afraid of conflict that you let everyone have their own way, this causes so much damage. Always giving into other people or giving up on your desires and your dreams, this negatively affects your self-esteem. It sends the message to other people that you're a pushover. Or, you know, that everything's fine. And when this happens, it encourages other people to continue treating you the way they treat you, which may be not at all. If you are not standing up for yourself, if you're not celebrating yourself, if you're not advocating for yourself, no one's going to do this. You've got to own your power. We have to get that fire back in your belly. We have to light up that spark in your soul that's saying, I'm not taking crap for anyone. I am going out and I am going to get mine, right? You have to stop dimming that light. You are meant to shine like a badass, okay? And I get it. Standing up for yourself, it's super fucking scary sometimes because you are rocking the boat. You're risking rejection, confrontation, backlash. But I feel like if we really look at the big picture, the alternative to that is a little bit worse. Like living a life where you're constantly shrinking yourself to fit into someone else's idea of who you should be, or constantly shrinking yourself to fit into the idea of who, you know, someone really is when you're in huge denial, okay? That's not a good time. That's not a good time. And there's a lot of ways where we can express ourselves. And I would say the healthiest option here is going to be to be assertive. The assertive approach is where you express your needs, your concerns, your opinions, and you do this in an open, honest, and direct manner while still being respectful of other people. How do you really do this? How do you stand tall in the face of adversity and say, this is who I am and I'm not backing down? Babe, you start at square one, and that is knowing your worth. And I forget this sometimes. I forget of just the basic things I'm worthy of. I forget that. And it just kind of snowballs because it's not a part of my life that I paid attention to. And this happens when we get lost in being a parent, when we get lost in just the mundane of every day. We kind of, you know, I'm starting to feel that little bit of loss of who I am. You have to know your worth. You're a queen, whether you're needing to focus on your worth in your career or your relationships or just that everyday life, you can't settle for anything less than you deserve. You can't. And standing up for yourself isn't just about asserting your worth. It's about setting those boundaries, and boundaries are going to be your best friend. That's the line in the sand that says, like, I draw this line, don't fucking cross it. Whether it's saying no to like extra work, shutting down toxic behavior from your so-called friends. Do not be afraid to enforce your boundaries with gusto. And this does not mean that, you know, you have to wild out, right? Like, I imagine my Rottweiler is like a raging bull in a china shop. He just comes in, knocks everything down, and that's it. You don't have to be that, okay? You don't have to be my Lobo Audacious, okay? Sometimes it's as simple as speaking your truth with confidence and grace. And part of one of my faults that I'm going to say that I've been reflecting on is that I don't trust the process. I can speak my truth with confidence and grace, and then I still try to get my way out of the situation, to, you know, force someone to be or act how I want or need, instead of just trusting that if I speak with confidence and grace, if I am very just upfront and honest and I say what I need and that's not met, that I have to just understand that that's okay. I'm going to be okay. No matter what someone decides to do or not to do, I will be okay. And it's part of that stepping into the fear of, you know, just that rejection or even confrontation, or, you know, it's scary. It's scary to have that blind faith, but I'm learning, okay? God is making it very clear to me that I cannot have faith in him and be afraid at the same time. So it's one of those things of just like owning your power. When you speak your truth, you have to give people their room to either stand for you, with you, or to turn their back on you. And sometimes when nothing is done, that's what's happening. And I promise, no matter what happens, as long as you lean into your truth and your integrity of who you are, the universe is always going to catch you. Always. That's the law. Okay. God will not let you fall. There is power in authenticity. When you own who you are unapologetically, that's when God steps in. You are strong. You're capable. You deserve to be heard. And it's not about just constantly give, give, give. You deserve something in return, always. And a lot of times, like, why don't we stand up for ourselves when it comes to matters of the heart? Okay. And I get it. We overlook red flags. Okay. We brush off behavior that doesn't sit right with us. We convince ourselves that maybe we're just being too sensitive, okay? Or that things will get better with time. It's just a season. And I feel like sometimes it really is just about admitting that they don't. It's that fear factor. Here we go. The fear of rocking the boat. And then we get trapped in this endless cycle of trying to keep the peace at all costs, even if that means that you're going to sacrifice your happiness in the process. And we're burnt, we're burned out, we're tired, and that self-doubt just keeps rolling like a snowball on a hill rolling down. It just keeps getting more snow and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and pretty much self-doubt is all you can see at this point. So how do you start really standing up for yourself? It comes down to like your self-awareness, your self-respect, your self-love. You have to know what you need anywhere in life. What are some ways that you can honestly boss up in any aspect, if it's your career, your relationships, your friends, your family, whatever it is? You have to set the boundaries. That's it. You have to protect your mental and emotional well-being. and speaking your truth, owning your voice, speaking your mind with confidence and conviction, okay? Whether it's expressing your needs and desires or just standing up against injustice, never underestimate the power of what you have to say. Words are power. It's the magic of our life. The things that we speak, it's the magic of your life. And you have to prioritize self-care, okay? Self-care is not selfish. It is essential. Make time for the things that nourish your mind and your body and your soul, whether it's exercise, praying, or just basic TLC, okay? You cannot pour from an empty cup. And I put that up. I definitely tipped my cup over this week and wasn't getting my workouts in. And I could feel myself just continue to shrink, just to continue to shrink. And I wasn't seeing the power in who I could show up to be. And everything just kind of hits at once, right? And I was on the phone with my mom the other day, and that's exactly what she said. When it rains, it pours. And I feel like that's what we ask for, though. It's one of those things, like, we want to pray for patience, then God is going to give us situations that will help us to exercise patience. So when I'm praying to see what I need to work on the most, when I'm asking to see my flaws every day, when I'm saying, okay, how can I grow? How can I change? How can I, you know, be a better representation of Christ? Be a, you know, how can I stand up and make all of this, everything I do, worthwhile for my little family? How do I do this? Honor my kids, honor myself, honor this entire experience. I have to fill up my cup, number one. Okay. And listen, you guys need to learn to trust your instincts. Your gut knows what's up. And that's, I ignore my gut a lot. You can't ignore it, whether it's a feeling that something isn't right. And I've had that. I've had this, just something is off. Okay. An intuitive nudge in the right direction. You have to trust yourself to make the choices that are best for you. When I feel like something is off, I lean more into what is off with me, right? Because right away, we want to start figuring out what's going on with other people. What's going on with other people? When we find something in someone else that bothers us, because it's something that we need to reflect in ourselves, okay? You just have to trust yourself to make these choices that are best for you. I lean into that core of who I am. I go through and I write down, okay, what are my values and ethics? Am I staying true to this? Am I staying on the vibration of collecting the things that I like and that I don't like and the things that I want? And can I trust God to handle everything else? We're control freaks. At the end of the day, we just want to control everything. Okay. And that means even how people show up for us. We want to try to control that. Just let people do what they're going to do. If you have communicated and you have set your boundaries and you have done all the things, and there's still stuff missing throughout your life, you don't control how the gaps get filled, okay? You just continue to step into your power, the potential of who you are at your core, and then God sends everything you need in your life accordingly. It's a part of the season where, like, you have to be that which you need. And I've said this to you guys before, you really have to show up for yourself in a way that you want other people to show up for you. So if you're out there and you're like, man, I just really need a companion. I need a friend. I need a confidant. You have to become that to someone else, right? And it's not coming into a situation thinking about what you can get out of it. It is about just showing up in that space. Being love. If you need love, you start becoming love, and not in a way where you're expecting anything back, but you just become that light. And the more I put out love, okay. And I've been sending you guys, I told you Wednesday, the love notes that I'm sending, I've got 200 people on average opening those letters, and that blows my ever loving mind. Okay. Like, I love it. I love it because I feel that. And when I'm writing those love notes, I am pouring into that because it's everything I want to feel. And when I write those words and I feel it come back to me, that is power. That is me standing up for what I need. You have to stand up for you. No one is going to come and advocate for things to move in a direction that you want them to move. No one. everybody wants you just to keep quiet, stay small, because it makes them feel better, right? The minute you start stepping into your power, people get uncomfortable. And I'm starting to recognize that I really am, I leave this unsettling feeling with people's demons, okay? I feel that, and I'm trying to navigate my way around that. Like, how do I keep showing up to love the people that I'm upsetting at the same time? Okay. You know, it's a bizarre feeling. It's a bizarre feeling. And setting that boundary of being able to stand up for myself is like, you know, I'm talking to estranged family members that I haven't talked to in a long time. And I tolerated a lot of things in these conversations. And recently I spoke out, I spoke my truth, and it didn't go well. And it bothers me. It genuinely bothers me. Like, I, you know, have to trust the process of, I can't not speak my truth, because every time I was on the phone, it was exhausting and it was draining. I had to speak my truth and set a boundary. You know, I will love to be on the phone with someone, but you got to call me sober. That's a solid boundary. And I'm going to stick to that. Drunk phone calls from estranged family members aren't fun. Okay. But it still kind of sucks. And I have to trust that process. Set the boundary, because I have to stand up for myself. No one else is going to come and pick up the phone and say, hey, look, you have to stop calling her when you're drunk, right? No one's going to do that. No one's going to advocate for me. And it's the same thing of like showing up online. The first time you let someone say something negative and knock the wind out of your sails, like, you give them the power. You're not standing up for yourself. And if you're not advocating for what you're here to do, no one's going to come and save you and say, hey, look, you guys, stop picking on Brandon. Stop picking on her. And I love it, because I have not had haters comment on my shit for a really long time. And I think it's because I set that boundary, and energetically, I just didn't make space for it. And I focus on, you know, everything I get, all the feedback is genuinely positive. You know, even the people that are, you know, giving me a little bit of that criticism, I take that with love, because that's what I'm putting out. But if you really want to start advocating for yourself, maybe start standing up for other people first, you know, like, compliment strangers randomly, find something that appeals to them and mention it. You get a little bit of empowerment from that. When you start getting comfortable being assertive in like a low stress situation, that's where you can step up for this. You have to remind yourself that you're important. If you struggle to stand up for yourself, I guarantee that you're someone who is really great at accommodating everyone else. You've got to give yourself that same treatment, accommodate your needs for a change. Accommodate your own needs. If you don't have something, it's because you're not asking. And if you're asking and you still haven't seen it, it's because you've got too much doubt and you're not open. You're not open. God can't bless you when your heart is closed off, right? And today in my journaling, I'm thinking about I just get very cynical. Trust is an issue for me, and that's coming out really big, but I just have this incredible cynicism. I see, you know, coaches in this online space talking about stuff, and I know how I was toxically coached. Is toxically a word? I don't think it is. I was in some really toxic coaching culture, and everything's embellished and everything is manipulated and everything is ugh. And I'm just like, to the point where I just want real. I'm so tired of, I just don't have the energy. I don't have the energy to be fake, and I don't have the energy to try to manipulate situations anymore. You know, I'm in the season of it is what it is, and I'm going to be okay. Okay. It is what it is. And I'm going to be okay. And I'm going to stay in that power of just making sure I show up for myself, because no one else is going to show up for me. This is part of the massive movement that we've decided to take on when it comes to owning our responsibility. We want to own our shit. And I want you guys to be careful when you're having these conversations with people. You need to use the I statements, okay? If you're going to try to report your feelings to other people, it is I feel, okay? We don't want to attack people. Like, I feel disrespectful when you're late meeting me, right? I feel like it doesn't respect me or my time. We want to use I feel statements. So I'm not trying to get you guys to go out here and just be like, you motherfucker, you're not doing this. You're not doing that. Going to your boss, like, you didn't do this. You didn't check this. We're not out here to attack people. Okay. Owning your power, you have to have a level of emotional maturity when you're coming in through this. And that I'm promising you, everything changed in my life when I started using I feel statements. And even a shift in conversations that I'm like having with my kids and stuff, of just that awareness of being able to talk about I feel. It's easy as parents because we know we love our kids. So when they say anything that might contradict that, we get very defensive and we're like, no, absolutely not. But the truth is, we could talk about our feelings even in a manner of defending situations of like, I feel like I did my best in the situation. I feel, you know, it's about I feel. It's not controlling other people's narratives. That's exhausting. And if you're wondering why you're tired and you don't have energy for all the passionate shit in your life, this is why. This is why. And it's okay to request new behaviors from other people. Let people know what you need to feel better about a situation. You know, if you're talking to your friend who, you know, keeps showing up late to these meetings or whatever, it's easy to request a new behavior. You say, from now on, I would like for us to agree on times that you can accommodate. Give them space to create their own thing. Even in your personal relationships, of just saying, hey, can you help me find something that's going to make this look good for us? That's going to be able to meet this need. Can you just help me with ideas or whatever that is? And you stay in your power. Okay. We don't go and beg and say, hey, did you ever get around to that? We let people do what they're going to do. We put in our request and we let it go, and you're going to be okay because we own our power and we're good. We're worthy. We are loved. We are whole. We are badasses. We've got this. God has you. And I want you to congratulate yourself every time you stand up for yourself, because I promise it's never going to not be challenging, but it is worth it to get into the habit of just being there for you. And it starts with just imagining, like, I wish there was someone that was defending me when I was little my whole life. So that's who I am. That's who I am now. Grown up Brandon, every time I have to stand up for myself, I look at the little girl inside of me and think, I'm doing this for her. Because 20 years from now, I don't want to wish that, you know, 60-year-old Brandon would come and give 40-year-old Brandon a pat on the back and say, bitch, you've got this. You had this. It's okay. You're safe. You're loved. I could do that now in my current state. And it improves a lot of things that are going on around me. You have to stand up for yourself. I mean, you rock the boat, you tip it over, you get a little wet. What happens? You know, it's a very shallow pool. You're not going to drown. We get one life. Are we going to waste it on mediocrity? Are we going to waste it on bullshit? Are we going to waste it on trying to get other people to show up for us? Or are we going to stand up and show up for ourselves? I'm going to vote for showing up for myself. If I look at the proof in everything over the span of my 44 years of existence, the things really moved in my life when I decided to stand up for me. That's it. That's what you've got to do. I love you. I know you can do this. I know you can stand up for yourself. I know you can be assertive. I know you can get into the space where you own the power of who you are in this lifetime, where you can step into your potential and still have those boundaries. You've got to stand tall. Literally, the world is yours for the taking. I love you.